Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
All right, it's time to get into sports talk in the DMV and beyond as I am welcoming the listening audience back to another exciting edition of Listen In with KNN Sports Talk Radio Show and Podcast, the award-winning, I should say, Sports Talk Radio Show and Podcast presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. You all are in for a good one as this week we are welcoming in former NFL player J.J. Burden. And with that, it means it's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation using hashtag listen in with KNN or hashtag LIWKNN. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with my Kelsey's Do Good Sports Honoree of the Week. Stay tuned.
It's time to recognize those individuals that are doing good in the community and making a difference in the sports world. Without further ado, Kelsey presents this week's Do Good Sportsperson Award nominee.
All right, it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show where we honor athletes doing good in the community through my Kelsey's Do Good Award segment. And today I am honored. We're heading on up north because I am going to the University of Albany, whose football team is, of course, preparing for football season, which is right around the corner. Crazy to believe that, but I'm excited to get back to football. But they are doing good on and off the field. You see, the team visited local responders last week to give them tickets to their hometown Heroes game on September 24th. First, one of those stops to give away tickets included the McNowville Fire Department, which helps serve part of the university's campus. I thought this is one of the wonderful things I love that sports do. Anytime you see military veterans in the audience, please stand up on your feet and give them a round of applause for all that they do and sacrifice for this great country. I thought it was a fabulous event to see and just was very, very, very excited. So saying all that to say, congratulations to the University of Albany football team for earning honors this week as my Kelsey's Do Good Sports Athletes of the Week. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we will be right back with our special guests. Stay tuned. Looking for winning sports picks and predictions? Since 1971, Dot Sports has been recognized as one of the most trusted names in the sports handicapping industry. For the listeners of this very show, Dot Sports is giving out $60 worth of their premium member picks for free. These are the exact same premium member picks that 1,000 of their current members pay for. And guess what? You get them for free. Just text the word radio to the number 29022. Text radio to the number 29022 for instant access. Doc Sports also provides free picks on every single game. You want NBA picks? Simply Google search Doc's NBA picks. NHL picks? Google search Doc's NHL picks. Need MLB picks? Google search Doc's MLB picks. Remember to text the word radio to the number 29022 and start winning today with Doc Sports Service. Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district and beyond. It is now time to welcome in America's number one opportunities trainer, business entrepreneur, fitness consultant, motivational speaker, best-selling published author, and former NFL player, J.J. Burden. J.J., how are you?
I'm doing good, Kelsey. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. It's an honor to have you. I don't know how we somehow found time to fit into your busy schedule, but again, it's a true pleasure to have you on this show.
Well, it's a privilege to be here. I consider it, you know, very privileged when anytime I get a chance to share my story and just share some positive information.
Yes, well, we look forward to it. Well, let's get into the show. You have a very extensive background, but for those who don't know much about you, I just want to briefly run over some of your background and career. You were born in Portland, Oregon. You went on to attend the University of Oregon, where you were an outstanding track and field star who was destined for the 1988 Olympics, but an unfortunate injury broke that dream. You were one of the first prototype track stars to successfully walk on and excel at football for the Oregon Ducks. Yes, go Ducks, despite being in the 216th pick in the 1988 NFL draft with a size of 5'10", 157 pounds. So basically, he was normal like most of us and plenty of doubters. JJ still went on to play 9 productive years in the NFL. 2 of those 9 years were with Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana. And pretty much, as they say today, the rest is history. Before we get into what you're currently doing, take me back just to that time when you were doing track and field, and all of a sudden that injury kind of changed your whole career perspective, and I'm sure what you thought you were going to do in the future. Talk about kind of how you were able to overcome that and kind of switch your dream to do something else.
Yeah, I was all track. I mean, I always loved track and field. I was the kid that raised in the neighborhood of Portland. I was always racing everybody, you know, so track was always in my heart. And when I went to Oregon, that was really my focus. And it was only because everybody said I was too small to play Pac-10 at the time, football, that I kind of formed a plan to see if I could walk on at Oregon. And fortunately, the second year, Coach Rich Brooks allowed me to walk on. I made the team. And to be honest, Kelsey, when I made the team, I was like, okay, I'm playing football. I'm running track. This is kind of cool, but I'm really all about track. So it was like, let me just get through the football career aspect of it. But my senior year, I started hearing my name and the NFL mentioned in the same sentence. And I thought that was just ridiculous. I was like, no way. I'm too small. I can't play in the NFL. I didn't even have great college football stats, but I was just curious. I was like a mystery track guy who could catch the football. And I think that's what kind of caught everyone's attention. And so my senior year, as I'm getting ready for Pac-10s and nationals, and as you mentioned, qualified for the 1980 Olympic trials, I suddenly get drafted on the second day of the NFL draft. And I was blown away. I mean, even when I got the call from the head coach from the Cleveland Browns, Marty Schottenheimer, I thought it was a joke. I was like, who is this? You know, and he's like, this is Marty Schottenheimer. Yeah, we just drafted you. And I was like, oh, really? You know, so anyway, you know, he said, we'd like you to come out next week to our rookie camp. All the rookies come in. And I thought, well, I could just go out there and check things out, come back, finish my track season. And it was that visit to the Browns, the third practice, where I tore up my ACL ligament in my left knee. And it was like immediately, now obviously I was crushed, but I'm a very positive person. So positive people see the bright side of anything. And I tell you, immediately my mind shifted to the NFL. And I realized I could not run track anymore. So I need to embrace this year on injured reserve and see if I can play in the NFL. And I tell you, that year on injured reserve was the year that I realized, okay, I can play in the NFL. I just need to get my mind right and work towards that goal.
Wow. And then again, the rest is history. And I love that you were able to shift that quickly, because for some people, you know, you can have self-pity, you can have doubt, but as you said, you're a positive person. You thought, all right, so what's next for me? You found a new road and you found success. So just, I mean, I think about the NFL draft that just passed. I covered the Arena Football League now, and I know a lot of those players, you know, have hopes and dreams to get to the NFL. So just what words of advice would you give to athletes, let's say right now in college or even in high school, to try to motivate them to achieve their dreams, even if they're not getting those big fancy offers from the big colleges, or even if they're not getting the looks that they want from the NFL teams? What words of advice would you give to them?
Oh, the words of advice, I'd say, you know, you got to find a mentor. Find a mentor, a coach, or someone who's already walked the road that you're trying to get on. Because I've always had different mentors throughout my life, and they really helped cut down the inevitable learning curve. So they gave me good instruction, good coaching that really helped, you know, elevate my game, you know, at the high school, college, and even at the pro level. The other thing I would say is, you know, you have to be willing to do the work, and you have to be patient. You know, a lot of athletes today are impatient. They want to start right now. They want to, you know, they want to have, you know, all the accolades and get all the opportunities to play. But for me, like in high school, I didn't play till my senior year. I had to sit on the bench for a couple of years. And when I got to Oregon, I didn't really become the guy for a couple of years. But while I was waiting for my opportunity, I was putting in the work, I was studying, I was watching, and I was learning. And so with younger athletes, I always say, you know, if you're not the guy right now, put in the work, put in the studying, so that when you become the guy, you, that moment is not too big for you. And if you really put in that work and you excel, somebody's going to see you. Somebody's going to recognize you if you're willing to put in that time. Even when I was in the NFL, I remember when I got cut, I would tell other athletes, I'd say, remember, you're auditioning for 31 other teams. So make sure that when you're on film, you're playing to the best of your ability, because if you have the ability, someone's going to see you.
I love that. And like you said, you always got to be ready. It's always an audition. That's kind of honestly how I take life. You're always putting on a show, especially in the social media age that we live in. Somebody's always looking at your stuff. And as you said, you know, you're able, even after you got cut, you were able to still inspire those other ones. And I'm sure some of them now play in the NFL. It's about keeping faith, keeping hope, but especially putting in the work. You mentioned Oregon, which is your alma mater. I want to talk about really quick. You guys just got the number 5 wide receiver to commit to the Oregon Ducks, and Johnny Wilson, 6'6", 225 pounds. Do you follow Oregon football still?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
If you guys don't mind, send him over to Maryland's way. Maryland football could use some help. But very exciting. I will have to continue to watch Oregon football. But that was huge, and I'm really looking forward to college football season and seeing what he does. All right, but getting back to your story. So you talked about being undersized. You talked about doing track, and how track was really your passion and how you were able to have 9 years in the NFL. I couldn't go on without the show without talking to you about what was it like to play with a quarterback like Joe Montana.
That was a thrill. It was a bit of a scary thrill too, because I can remember when Joe signed with us, I was so enamored with him because I was in the 8th grade watching Joe throw touchdown passes for the 49ers. Now he's in the huddle with me, you know. So
yeah.
Once I got over that part, I'll tell you, Kelsey, I focused on, okay, success leaves clues. This guy has been very successful. I want to see why. And I watched him like a hawk. And I tell you, those 2 years playing with Joe, I got to see why he is one of the best. And just was impressed with how he prepared, how he performed, how he led, even how he played during difficult moments in the game, and how he never lost his composure. He always had that will to win, and he was such a consummate leader that his leadership was so contagious that we believed in him, and he led us to so many victories. It was certainly a privilege to play with him, indeed.
Oh, yes, you just took me back to so many good memories, and I'm sure many of the listeners of the show, the good old Montana days. All right, so before we transition into life after football, really quick, since you do have a track background, I do want to shout out Dalila Muhammad, who set the world record in the 400-meter hurdles, running 52.20 seconds, breaking a 16-year-old mark. She's just 29 years old. She just completed it at the Toyota U.S. Outdoor Track and Field Championships, and she did this in the rain. It's ridiculous. Have you had a chance to keep up with the Toyota U.S. Outdoor Track and Field Championships at all, JJ?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm all
over
that.
Good.
I love the Diamond League. I watch all the meets. I saw that race, too, and I was so impressed. Like you said, she did it in the rain, and she did it with, you know, Sydney McLaughlin, who everybody's been talking about, and
yes.
It was such an impressive feat.
Oh my gosh. Just, it makes you want to get up back out there, doesn't it? She's
totally
amazing. And I'm looking forward to Tokyo now already. It's going to be a blast. All right, JJ, getting back to you. So life after football, I think this is something we commonly talk about. And unfortunately, I've had to do more negative stories about life after football and the transition athletes have to make. But for you, it's been quite successful. You talk about hard work, which is truly a testament to your work ethic and your intensity, which kind of carried over to your personal and professional life. Since you left the NFL, you've owned and operated several worthwhile businesses in the health and wellness industry. So kind of explain to me what took you into health and wellness industry, and how were you able to adjust after getting off the playing field?
Well, I think for me, to be honest, Kelsey, because I never really expected to play in the NFL. I wasn't one of those athletes who was groomed since the age of six. You know, I just, when it happened, I felt so privileged to be there, and I took every day like it was my last. And I didn't know how long I would play, but I remember when I realized that, you know, when you hit your fourth year, you become vested, you qualify for retirement. So that was kind of my goal. And once I hit year four, it was like, okay, let's see if we can go 5 years and 6 years. But it was around that fifth year, I started thinking about the transition. What was I going to do when the game was over? Because I wanted to have something to fall into when my career was over. And so I started networking. I started connecting with new people, meeting different people in different industries, because I wanted to create options when my career was over. And because of the relationships I established, when my career was over, I was ready to transition. I was ready to dive right into the business world. And so it was something I was planning for all along, because I did not know how long I was going to play. And I did not want to be one of those stories you hear about when a player's career over and they're just kind of lost or not sure what to do. But I was ready to move on to the next phase of my life.
Right. And then you got into health and wellness, which is a huge and booming industry. I mean, was it competitive when you were trying to get in it? Did the opportunities kind of come to you? Can you kind of describe that transition into the corporate America world of health and wellness?
It really was. And I had connected with some doctors in Kansas City and developed a really good relationship with them. And I literally asked them, so how can I get in the medical industry without going to medical school, you know? And so they pointed me to the industry of durable medical equipment companies. And I ended up owning a couple of medical companies, and I hired people, obviously, that were more trained. And we ended up running those companies for some time. And then I transitioned into nutrition and all that, because once an athlete, always an athlete. I love to live the healthy lifestyle, so I'm still very active. I like to work out, and I thought if I can be an example, an ambassador to others who are trying to live a healthy lifestyle, I wanted to be able to do that. So it's just been such a good fit for me. Even at the age of 54, I'm still trying to stay as active and as fit as possible.
Wow, you are truly an inspiration. And just those out there who, you know, see health and wellness as kind of like a luxury, maybe they don't think they have the time or money, like what would you say to those people out there?
I would say you've got to make it a lifestyle. It has to be a lifestyle. It's something that you want to fit into your life, and you want to get in the habit of making it a routine, you know, just something you do every day, whether it's, you know, watching your nutrition or whether it's being active. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle, is that, you know, they start it and they stop, instead of thinking like, you know what, this is just going to be a way of life for me. And that's what I've been able to do. I've been working out since the age of 15. It's just normal habit of what I do. So I would just say really working on putting together a program that fits into your lifestyle, and then do your best to stick to it.
I like that. I'm already motivated. I'm going to have to go to the gym later. Taking your words of advice. And JJ, you're also experienced as a coach, an entrepreneur, a fitness consultant, motivational speaker, and also a best-selling author. I really want to get into the book. Tell me, I mean, how did you transition into being an author, and kind of what do you hope people take most importantly from the book?
Well, I've always wanted to be an author, Kelsey, and I remember thinking about it during my NFL days. Because obviously I realized I was part of a very unique profession. But when I retired, you know, I kind of did some different things, and I knew at some point I was going to write a book. But when it was time to launch my speaking career, I remember hiring a mentor, Dr. Will Moreland, and he said, hey, JJ, if you want to be really taken serious as a speaker, you need to become an author. Because when you're an author, you're almost considered as an expert of something. And so we put together the title of When Opportunity Knocks, Eight Surefire Ways to Take Advantage. And the book is all about seizing your opportunities, because I feel I am the poster child of seizing opportunities. I've done it throughout my life, and I felt I had the freedom of speech to really speak on the subject. So I've kind of written like a blueprint, you know, here's what it takes to seize the opportunities that come your way, because we all have goals, we all have dreams, we have things we want to achieve. And I've just noticed many people during my journey have missed out on opportunities. They missed out on those dreams. And so if I could create like a blueprint to help them seize and maximize those opportunities, you know, then I've accomplished my goal. And so I've been able to weave in, obviously, my experience of being a professional athlete, because I learned so many lessons of life that really turn into strategies that I can use for myself and teach to others. So that's what I've done with my book, you know, and it's for everyone, because we all got something we want, and here's a way to help them achieve it.
Yeah, exactly. We all have something we want, and here's a way to help achieve it. I love that. So if you guys haven't got the book yet, that should already be inspiration enough to go out and get it. And speaking of seizing opportunity, another thing that you've been very vested in is the Team X88. Kind of describe that to those out there that don't know it, and kind of what you're hoping to do with this platform and company.
Yeah, Team X88 is a company I formed about 12 years ago. And my wife and I, we came up with the mission of, we want to help people live healthier lives mentally, physically, and financially. And we do that through my two businesses, which you already mentioned as far as being a speaker and an author. But we also work with a direct selling company called Isagenics that has health and wellness products. So I'm able to kind of use that platform to sit down with people and say, hey, so what are your goals? What are you looking to achieve? What do you want? And based on their answer, I can kind of, you know, coach them or assist them by means of my companies to help them achieve that. And, you know, I'm speaking from personal experience. My journey has been filled with, you know, accomplishing goals, dealing with setbacks, dealing with challenges, proving people wrong, just many of the things that people struggle with. But I feel that I'm someone that can, you know, talk the talk and walk the walk and help people understand, if you really want something in life, if you're willing to put in the work, if you want it bad enough, you can certainly achieve it.
You can certainly achieve it. Like you said, if you want it bad enough, you've got to put the work forward. You've got to chase after it, and you can certainly do it. In addition to everything you're doing, you also, as you mentioned, your beautiful wife, you are married to your college sweetheart and a father to 8 children, 3 biological and 5 nieces and nephews. How are you able to manage everything?
Well, that's a good question, because, you know, when you have 3 children and suddenly you add 5 and you now have 8, that was a huge adjustment for us about 11 years ago. But one, it helped have an amazing partner. My wife, she's so special. And, you know, her and I now married 29 years and working together.
Congratulations.
And thank you. Thank you. I'm very proud of that. So, working together, we're a team. We are a team, and we've been able to work together and raise our children in a loving environment. And I'm proud to say, though, that 6 have moved out, 3 have been married. We have 2 left in the house. So we're almost empty nesters here.
Yes, you're trying to push those last 2 along. No, I'm kidding. They can take their time, but that's exciting. Just seeing the wonderful success. And again, in addition to everything that you've done, I think it's fantastic that you've also been able to be in the house, be a dad, be a loving husband, and then, of course, also have a successful career. So, JJ, what else? Well, you're not doing everything else. What do you like to do for fun?
Oh, wow. What I like to do for fun, besides working out, besides exercising.
Okay.
I'll tell you, you know, Kelsey, I'll tell you, because we've been raising children forever, I love to just go out with my wife. We have so many date nights and date days where we will just take a couple of hours off and we will just go. And I cherish those moments because we've been raising children since, you know, our first year of marriage, and it just seems like it's been children, children, children. So anytime I can spend that quality time with my wife, that's what I like to do.
I love that. That's a great answer. That's going to get you a lot of points when she listens to this interview.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. So JJ, if I had to ask you what's next for you, what would you say?
Well, I think for me right now, I'll tell you what's next. I just released 3 new keynote presentations. I've been speaking this is my fifth year as a paid speaker. I just finished up and I had two main keynotes, but as you grow and you become more experienced, you start getting a better feel for the kind of content that you want to share and that audience really respond to. So Kelsey, I've released three new keynotes. So I'm going to be promoting those a lot because I'm looking to really give those. And as I get through this year, then I want to write book number two. I've been waiting to write a second book because I wrote this book about 3 years ago, but I'm ready to write book number two because I just feel I have so much to share. And as I continue to meet different people and continue to be out there speaking, my message that I really want to share with people is about how they can, again, like I said earlier, how they can achieve anything they want in spite of, you know, what challenges, what obstacles, what adversity they're dealing with. Because I tell you, the thing I often run into is where people fall off track because something has happened in their life. Something has occurred that they weren't ready for. So if I can write a book to help them know that, hey, in spite of that, no, you still can make it possible.
I love that. You can still make it possible. I tell everybody that no matter your age, still chase after and work for your dreams. Words well said. And so, JJ, with all that you're doing, I'm curious, give me the best part of your job and the most challenging part of your job.
Ooh, good question. The best part of my job is that I'm my own boss. I'm my own boss. I don't have to deal with traffic. I don't have to be out there. I mean, I'm my own boss, and I get to do what I want when I want to do it. And obviously, I got to work hard, and I got to work smart. But I have the freedom in my schedule. If I want to go to the gym at 11, you know, a.m., I can do that. If I want to take the afternoon off and go spend time with my wife, I can do that. So I like the freedom I have. I would say the most difficult part is the ability, almost too difficult, but I have so many people that are reaching out to me and offering me other things to do. And sometimes it's a little tempting, but I've been able to finally say no. I've learned to say no. And I think in the past, I wasn't very good. And I was saying yes, 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 but I was spreading myself too thin. And so I think it's being able to say no has been a challenge, but I've gotten a lot better. And it's really made a difference as I'm continuing to build my businesses.
That is wonderful. Believe me, that's a challenge for me too. And that's why I don't know what free time is anymore. But like you said, you've got to learn it. It's good hearing that from you. So JJ, this has been a fantastic interview. But before I let you go, please let people know, one, where they can get your book, and two, where they can find you on social media and on the web.
Absolutely. Well, my website, jjburden.com, is my hub. You can go there and, you know, obviously learn more about me as a speaker. You can order my book there, which is a good, because I sign all the ones that come through my website. I also have a monthly motivational newsletter you can sign up for called The Burden Report. And then other than that, I'm all over social media under the name JJ Burden. I love to connect with the fans. I'm very, very active. So, you know, if you look me up, make sure you send me a message.
Wonderful, wonderful. JJ, thank you again so much for joining me. This was a blast. We'll definitely have to have you back on.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelsey. I appreciate the opportunity and keep up the good work.
All right, that'll do it for this week's edition of Listen In with KNN. I hope you had fun, learned something, and of course, jumped in on the KNN bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week for new shows that drop online each and every Tuesday. That's right, mark it in your calendar. Online at FoxSports1340AM.com and KelseyNicoleNelson.com. If that's not enough, the show is also available for download on iTunes and Google Play. Yes, we give love to Joy Luz. Users and iPhone users as well. It's all love here, truly, no matter what phone you have. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support matter. Until next week, enjoy the sports world, smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously, because there's always another play.